Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is not 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America, but it is 4 p.m. Eastern time. And my name is Sayo Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Now, I have a very good reason why I'm late today. I am excited as I am in Orlando, the home of Walt Disney World, where dreams do come true. And you may be asking, what is Sayola doing in Orlando, where I am a contestant for Miss Corporate America Pageant 2016. I currently am ranked as the Miss Fort Lauderdale, Florida 2016, and having the opportunity to be amongst 13 other women around this beautiful country who are wanting to represent the crowning title of Miss Corporate America 2016. So I'm a contestant for that, so that's why I'm in Orlando, and that's why we were a little party. This afternoon, we were in our professional workshop, and we had some great presenters, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But before we begin, I just want to say the importance of voting. And the reason why I say that is because in early voting, we need to take and understand our civic duty and obligation for those who have lost their lives before us, who have fought for all of us to have the opportunity to make this a democratic nation, not by party, but in the democratic principles of, and I am a Democrat, of promoting and making sure that everyone has equal rights and opportunities through the voting process. And so I hope you all, if you have not taken part in the early voting process, please go ahead and do so. It depends on what part of the country you're in. I know in Miami-Dade, where I live in the beautiful city of North Miami, our early voting started February 29th, and it's all the way till March 13th. You can go to your Department of Elections for your county and find out more details about the early voting process. Definitely take advantage of that. Or you can wait till March 15th for the primary presidential elections and stand in line and be with everyone else who is taking part of that process. But if you want to make sure that you get your vote in, and not have to stand hopefully in long lines, you definitely want to take a part of the early voting process. So check out your county's Department of Elections and finding out how to do so. So that is my soapbox for today, as far as your civic engagement and the reason why you need to be involved in the voting process and making sure that you support the candidate that you're looking for. As this is the primary presidential election taking place, we have a lot of things going on, and it's very, very important, and do not take it lightly. Regardless of what party or candidate you are supporting, it is very, very important that you get involved in this process because, as they say, each and every year the election is important, but most of all, this year especially is extremely, extremely important in getting in the race. So I won't tell you who to support, but I'm just saying it's very, very important. We have someone who can represent this country well, not just in our country, but across the borders as well. So I will end on that note. But as I said, it is Friday. I am sitting here in the beautiful hotel of Curry Boreal, which every time I come to Orlando, they're hosting the event in this beautiful facility. So if you are ever looking to host an event in Orlando, you definitely want to check out Curry Boreal, and I'm going to ask them to make sure they give me my referral fee. But it's a beautiful facility, very hospitable. Every time I've come here, I've always had a very, very pleasant experience. So now more about what is taking place in Corporate America Pageant and what is it all about. Really, really excited that this year there are 14 women, including myself, representing different parts of the country who are doing great things as entrepreneurs, working in the Corporate America or the workplace. And we have the teenpreneur, we have the mompreneur, we have the Miss Corporate America, and we have the Mrs. Corporate America. So this weekend, the competition or the pageantry is for Miss and Mrs. Corporate America. So I am representing Miss Corporate America contestant. And I've met some great women who are from different parts of the country. Really, really exciting. And it's an enjoyable experience, even though it is a competition, is because all these women that I've connected with and still connecting with this weekend are women who are movers and shakers in the community, women who are doing great things, whether in the workplace and or in the community. And so it's exciting to hear what people are doing in their areas. It's exciting to hear the successes that these women have gained thus far. And it's exciting to hear why they're doing this pageant, what do they want out of it. So we've had a great experience thus far. We just had our professional workshop We had Miss Charlene Reinhardt, was also a fellow Toastmaster, a distinguished Toastmaster, so respect to her. She is Miss Corporate America 2015. And then we had Mrs. Caprice Smith, who's Mrs. Corporate America Ambassador for 2015. She was Mrs. Corporate America 2014. And then we had other Mrs. Corporate Americas that were in the room. I met 2009, 2011. I'm sorry, I don't remember their names. I've met other Miss Corporate Americans. So it's just exciting to see everyone in the place having a great experience. And I also met Mrs. Corporate America 2015, Miss Felicia. So just awesome, awesome experience. And these women, we are encouraging one another. We're empowering one another. And you may be asking, Taylor, why are you in this pageant? What is this all about? Is it like Miss America? No offense to Miss America, or even no offense to Donald Trump, even though I don't endorse him as a presidential candidate, and that's all I'll say in that note. It's really an opportunity, a platform that is showcasing women doing great things in the community, doing great things in their workplace, whether in corporate America and or as an entrepreneur. And the reason why I joined this this experience is because I've met these women. I met Mrs. Capri Smith last year while I was doing a program with Lakeisha Brooks, who also told me about Miss Corporate America pageant. And then through meeting Caprice and Lakeisha, I met Charlene on social media, and we connected. I've connected with the other women who have won these titles in the past, and it's just awesome, all the things that they're doing, and that's why I've joined this pageantry. That's what I decided to be involved, because of the philosophy. You know, it's business and beauty. And as I shared with my colleague today and as well as in my interview today, it's really understanding that you can still be beautiful and be smart. You can still be smart and be beautiful. And truly that beauty comes from the inside. It's nothing to say, yes, it's okay, you look good on the outside, but who are you on the inside really? Are you truly the person you are meant to be? Are you genuine? Are you authentic? Are you sincere? And that's why I enjoy this experience. You know, yes, we get to showcase our beautiful gowns and our athletic abilities and our athletic wear and all these different things, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. But most of all, it's an opportunity to encourage women, to empower women from not just this country, but other parts of the world as well, that women are valuable, women are priceless. And it's just, for me, the reason why I want to do it is for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is, of course, you know, kind of reliving the moment. I was homecoming queen 2000 for Blanche Ely High School in Pompano Beach, Florida. Go Tigers, as they won the state championship recently. And it was a great opportunity, a great experience. And I've always, you know, someone to look at, of course. I know I'm pretty. But, you know, I know that I'm more than just how I look on the outside. I'm very smart. I love to give back to my community. I'm a go-getter. I don't stop. You know, I'm just really a well-rounded person. And so the opportunity to do Miss Corporate America gave me that, truth be told, to remind myself that I am beautiful, because sometimes we forget not low self-esteem, but sometimes you just need that extra confidence. Sometimes you just need to remind yourself you swag, you still got it, you know, unlocked as far as how you look and stuff. So that's one, truth be told. Two is the opportunity to use the platform to bring more exposure to the things I'm already doing. As a business owner, as an author, a speaker, a business coach, a life coach, a philanthropist, a community advocate at large, a radio host, a Christian, now a political candidate, is providing the platform an opportunity for that exposure. Three is that as a founder of an etiquette school for youth, especially do I do work with adults and college students or college graduates, it's also working with young women to remind them the importance of knowing who they are as a woman, to carry themselves with grace in class. You know, you don't have to show it in order to get attention. You don't have to let it all hang out for people to feel that you say that you're beautiful. You know, you could be fully clothed, showing no skin and showing just a little here and there, whatever like that, and still be beautiful and still attract people. And for me, that's where my passion lies, why I started my etiquette school, was because I was volunteering through Junior Achievement, working with the high school students, and I would see how the young girls were carrying themselves. And I was, truth be told, disappointed that they had to wear a mid-dress and short shorts to feel that they were beautiful or that they would get attention. And so I started my etiquette school from that need. I wanted to empower them to say, you know, get to know who you are as a person. So in the etiquette school, it's an 8-week program, and we talk about 6 different topics. We talk about finances, mental and emotional health, spiritual health and purity, etiquette, image consulting, public speaking, leadership, educational, professional goal setting. And we get 6 of the best speakers in the community to come and empower the youth, boys and girls, to remind them, whether it's people that look like them, whether it's people from different backgrounds, but hearing other people's story and helping them to know that you don't have to stay in the box to be successful. You don't have to. My boys, they will always say they want to be athletes. Well, truth be told, not everyone's going to be an NBA, NFL, major baseball player, any of the major league sports. So what is the plan B? What is the next step? Well, for my girls, helping them to realize you don't have to be a nurse or a teacher. And no offense, I'm a nurse and I'm an educator as well. But there's other things that you can do. And so exposing them to things that they didn't think were possible, exposing them to new opportunities and helping them to be able to acculturate themselves, even if they're inner city, grow up in the inner city or in the hood or the ghetto or whatever they would call it, to let them know that doesn't define you, that there's many people before us that have lived in the hood, in the ghetto, in the inner city, and have done great things for themselves. They don't have to stay in that environment. They've broken that cycle. They've broken out of that shell and were able to go off and move and do better and be better and be around better. So that is why another reason why I'm doing this Miss Corporate America pageant is to provide that opportunity and platform to showcase to women, especially young girls, of what the opportunities are there for women and how we can be empowered, inspired, and motivated. The last reason why I'm joining this Corporate America is I truly believe it's important, and this is not to say of a selfish reason or egotistical reason or arrogant reason, but I truly believe sometimes you need a platform to celebrate yourself. And I say that because sometimes we push ourselves so much to do so many different things that we forget to celebrate the things that we've already accomplished. We forget to celebrate the things that we have done. And when people meet me or when I meet people and I tell them my son, it's like, wow, and how old are you again? And you've accomplished all these different things and you've been through all these life experiences. So it's a reminder. It's a way to celebrate and remind and bring and shine light on the things that individuals have done in their lives. So, one, they can feel good about themselves, but two, to also empower and be a testimony for others. So those are the reasons why I decided to be a part of this Miss Corporate America. And I want to thank Miss Anissa King for being patient with me and working with me, being a candidate and all the other different things I'm doing. But she still was there to support me in moving forward and being a part of this opportunity, which I think is a great experience. So I thank her and her team and her staff and all those who are involved, the judges, the presenters, everyone who's involved in this process, as this is a beautiful pageant experience. Having a great time meeting the people and the women, my contestants, my fellow contestants, my colleagues, my competitors. It's just an awesome, awesome experience. And, you know, I just say that it was especially, and it's awesome that it's March, Women History Month, so celebrating women. So this is also another great way to really showcase what women are doing, their contributions to the world, to the country, to the city, to the business world, to the secular world, to the community, and also just an opportunity to celebrate. It's I'm coming to realize more and more life is too short. You have to celebrate and enjoy and be in the moment. One of my colleagues or my fellow contestants said is learning how to be in the present. And sometimes, especially as Americans, when you go overseas like Europe and other parts of the country, they embrace time. But for us, we're always on the move, always on the go, always rushing to the next thing or do the next thing or whatever that is. And we don't even get to embrace the experience or enjoy the moment or be present. So I am just really excited about this opportunity, being in Orlando, being Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. So I pray that I'm representing South Florida very well. Just want to make sure I give a shout-out to Broward County, of course, since I am representing Miss Fort Lauderdale, but, of course, Dade County, since that's where I live. And also an opportunity just to realize that we have a lot of work to do in our community to empower these young girls, to even empower older women, to let them know that they are valuable, they are loved, they have a purpose, they have a destiny, and tapping into it is the most, most important thing. So whatever, everything that I do evolves around empowering, motivating, and inspiring people to be the best version of themselves. So as I'm seeking to be the best version of myself with such opportunities as being a part of Miss Corporate America, it's also using that same drive to encourage others to be the best version of themselves. So I think, once again, all those who are a part in putting this pageant together, Miss Corporate, Miss and Mrs. Corporate America 2016, it's an awesome experience. I'm just excited to see what the rest of this weekend is going to be like. If you are in Orlando or near Orlando, or if you are just really excited and you want to celebrate with us, you can fly or drive. Our pageant is tomorrow night, as tonight is just all about preparation and having a good time. But tomorrow night is where the real fun will happen, as the show is at 7:30 p.m. in the Martinique Ballroom at Career Boreal. So if you are wanting to come out and hang out with us tomorrow night, the tickets are still on sale. You can go to MissCorporateAmerica.com and check that information out, how you can get your tickets. I believe tickets are $25 regular tickets and $35 for VIP. I'm not sure about the price. Don't hold it to me, but definitely check out the website to find out more information. We would love to have you all. We want that ballroom to be packed, because as we come in and we strutting our stuff, as we come in and share the great things that we're doing in our communities and in the workplace, as we come in to celebrate one another and empower one another, we want to make sure that you all are joining us as well. So this is a great way, a great event that can celebrate women who are doing great things in Miss and Mrs. Corporate America pageant, but also as the month of March is Women History Month. So definitely come out and check us out. We are once again in Orlando, Career Boreal. It will be tomorrow, March 5th, 2016 at 7:30 p.m. is when it's going to be showtime for the pageant in the Martinique Ballroom. So we want to see you all there. We want it to be so packed that the hotel's going to be like, okay, what is going on here, and what is this pageant all about? Because it's an awesome experience, an awesome time, and it's an awesome organization to get a part of. So if you are thinking about doing it, you're like, man, I missed out this year. Well, there is next year. So if you definitely are looking to want to be a part of an experience, a platform that showcases women, business, and beauty, and gives women the opportunity to be looked at as valuable and doing some great things, then you definitely want to check out how you can be a part of Mrs. Corporate America 2017. And also, you can be a teen. If you are a teenpreneur, they definitely have an opportunity for you. If you are a mompreneur, they have an opportunity for you. But this weekend, it's Miss and Mrs. Corporate America 2016 contestants that are be competing for the crown. So it's really, really exciting. And I just want to tell you all, as we look at the month of March and it's Women History Month, I want you every day, I challenge you all every day, find a woman that is doing something great and thank her for it. Showcase her. Encourage her. Tell her something. Empower her. Because sometimes when people are doing so many great things, we forget to shine light on the great things they're doing. We either wait till they're dead or we never say anything at all. So while these women are alive making great moves and strides in our communities, in the workplace, in our churches, or whatever capacity they're working in, if you see a woman doing great things, even if you're a woman yourself or if you're a man or whoever or whatever you are, if you see someone, especially a woman, as we're celebrating Women History Month, celebrate that woman. Tell her, I commend you for the great work you're doing. I want to thank you for what you're doing in our communities. I want to thank you for working so hard in the business. I want to thank you for serving our church. Whatever capacity that woman is, I want to challenge you all every day to encourage one woman, to tell a woman thank you for her efforts and her contribution to society. I'm just making sure I keep track of time because we do have to go back into our next session shortly. So I just want to say, once again, if you are in Orlando, come and check us out. Remember, it's Women History Month. Oh, and also, I do not want to forget, this past weekend, I was at Excel Church. I had an awesome, awesome time in, I believe, at Turner Tech was where the Excel Church hosts their services. And I want to thank Pastor and First Lady Johnson. I had a great time being a part of your Living Legend Sunday service as a guest. It was an unbelievable experience to sit amongst legends that are doing great things in our community. So I want to thank you all again. I look forward to coming back to your church and having a great time in fellowship. And also, if you are in the Miami-Dade area, I definitely am looking to visit as many churches as possible as a Christian and a Christian candidate. I just look forward to coming out and fellowshipping. So if you have a church and wanted to come out and just really give my testimony. It's not about campaigning or anything like that. I just want to share my testimony. I want to let people know that God is still in control. God is still doing some great things. And God is not a man that he should lie. His word shall not come back void. So, yes, I am just looking for an opportunity to really come out and share my testimony, whether it's a weekday service or a Sunday service or a church event, whatever, because I want to encourage other Christians to know that God's people are everywhere and doing many great things. And not only that, we still are having our woman, celebrating our Woman with Purpose going on our tour. This month, last month, we kind of took a hiatus because we had so much going on and getting prepared for this pageant and other things that are taking place. So if you have a women's ministry or if you have a book club or if you are connected to a library that does book talks or would like to do book talks, please reach out to me as I look forward to continue sharing my experience, my story, and also my book, Resilience Living Life by Design, traveling around the country, sharing the story of overcoming challenges in life and using those challenges to empower them to be the woman they were meant to be, and also giving strategies on how they overcame those challenges. So we have a lot going on. There's a lot taking place, but definitely do not forget us. As there's great community events taking place, I am a community advocate first and hands down, as well as a Christian. So I look forward to finding out what's going on in the community. And just know that we are here for you. We are excited to empower and encourage. And if you want to be a guest on Finding Your Hidden Treasure, definitely reach out to us as well. As we are excited, we haven't had guests in a while because there's been so many different things going on. But, yes, we do have our doors open. Anyone who has a substance, a solid message that would want to come and share it on our platform, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. If you would like to connect with us, you can call us at 954-562-7706. Again, our number is 954-562-7706. And also, if you would like to email us, our email address is info@sayoladelicallc.com, and I'll spell that out for you. info@FrankAYOLAZ as in David ELICALLC.com. And you can check us out. We're on LinkedIn. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, we are on Tumblr. We're not on Periscope yet, but we'll eventually get there just one thing at a time. And just know that we are other people for the people. So if you have community events, if you want myself to come out and speak at your event, and I'm a speaker, I'm a business coach, I have books on how to start your own business, I have a book to empower women as well as men. It's not, even though our book is written from women, it's also an opportunity that book can be used to empower men as well. So just really, really excited for all the things that are going on in our community. So once again, I'm not going to stress it enough, but I was really, really excited about the opportunity. We are here in Atlanta at Career Royale as we are a part of the Miss Corporate America Pageant 2016. My name is Sayo Delica. I am Miss Fort Lauderdale 2016. Looking forward and a contestant for Miss Corporate America 2016. God willing, be able to take the crown for this year and just really use have that opportunity to showcase this great organization, this great pageant experience with other women around the country, and also to know that we are just going to continue to be out and about. So if you have events going on, if you want to be a guest in the show, if you want me to come out and speak, or you want a partnership on some community events, please reach out to us. Don't hesitate to do so. Once again, we are on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And also our phone number is 954-562-7706. Our email is info@sayoladelicallc.com. And also our website, let me not forget our website. Our website is sayoladelica.com. So definitely you can check us out in all those different outlets. We are here for you. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon here in Orlando. And I'm just looking outside this window. It is a gorgeous facility here in Corte Boreal. And it is a beautiful day outside. So definitely if you are in the South Florida or the Central Florida area, go out and enjoy this beautiful day, and know that it is Friday, so get ready for the weekend. Learn to relax, because it's always, as we work diligently, sometimes we forget to relax and have fun. So life is too short. Remember, no work without play is not fun and is not good for your health. So my name is Cheryl DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. But this Friday, nope, it is not 2 p.m. It was 4 p.m. when we started our show. We are excited, excited, excited because we are Miss Corporate America, and so that's why we were not on at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So definitely check us out. Continue to connect with us. And we look forward to being here for you in any way that we can. Know that you are always in our, and we also will continue the effort in making sure our communities are safe, that no longer will a little Carter have to, a parent, the King family, or the Carter family will no longer have to experience such a tragedy of losing a loved one. Communities, we need to get it together. The way we can embrace our communities to be safer is we have to be watching what's going on in our communities. We have to be the voice for our communities. We cannot sit aside and say, it's not my family, it's not my child. One day that could be your child. God forbid, we hope that doesn't happen, but why do we have to wait for a tragedy to take place in our communities in order for things to take place? So I look forward to connecting with our community leaders to find out how can we continue making our community safe in Miami-Dade County, as well as South Florida and the county area. So just really, really excited. Won't be talking about my campaign today, but just know that I am a candidate for State Representative House District 108 in Miami-Dade County. If you'd like more information, you can check out our social media, or just put Elect Fayola DeLica, and you'll find out where I am. But just wanted to know, let you all know that we are working to make sure our communities are safe. We are working to address the concerns of our community. As a constituent myself, not as a candidate, I tell people when I meet them, I am a community advocate first before I'm a politician or a candidate. And as some people say, they don't like the word politician, they like public servant. So before that politics comes into the conversation, I am a Christian and a community advocate. I'm here for my people. I am here, and my people are everybody, not people who just look like me or speak like me or come from the country that my family comes from. I am of the people for the people, meaning that I am willing to work with everyone, anyone who has a passion to make their society a better place. So I'm going to get off my soapbox. I'm going to go ahead and get ready for our next session for the Miss Corporate America 2016. Please wish me luck. Keep me in prayer and pray that your prayers are for me and not against me, that I continue to do God's work and continue the great things that he has called us to do. Know your purpose, because when you know your purpose, then everything falls into place. But if you are not aligned with your purpose, then you won't be able to succeed the way that God wants you to succeed. You can still be successful, but you won't reach the true success without being aligned with what God wants you to do. So I am leaving you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Know that I'm here for you. I love you all. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.